Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to be doing the citizenship test. The reason why we're doing the citizenship test is because we don't know it. It's amazing how citizens, brand new citizens, know more about America than people who've been a citizen that were born in this country, than those who actually came here and said, I want to be an American. They take a test, a 100-question test, and we've been taking that test. We've moving right along. We're like at question 81. We're doing five at a time. But it's. I encourage you to listen today, but also listen to all of them so we can actually know what we expect other people to know in this country.
That's right.
You know, and some of the things we're finding out, and we want to get back to the original tent of our founding fathers, and that the Constitution that people talk about changing all the time, that's the supreme law of the land. That is what holds us. That is the structure that keeps us all together. When somebody starts talking about changing the Constitution, they're talking about changing everything that we're made up of, how we function. And somebody says, well, it's a literal interpretation is one way, but somebody else says is an elastic living interpretation where, you know, it's just alive. And it's like, no, it can't be alive. It's just written plain as day. It was brilliant. I mean, obviously through the unction of God, these guys sat down and wrote out this Constitution that's baffling people that would love to destroy this nation. But when you get into office, and what we know, what we talked about is that from the president on down to the citizen who just became a new citizen, they all raise their hand and they swear an oath to defend the Constitution, what we're made, our supreme law, to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic. That means people outside the United States who are trying to hurt it and people inside the United States trying to hurt it. Now listen, they're not trying to like burn a piece of paper where the Constitution's on. They're trying to hurt what it stands for.
Right.
Come against the balance of powers, you know, the executive branch and the congressional branch and the judicial branch. And when, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, I won the election, we have to understand, well, so did the president won an election, that's executive branch. The citizens put the president in. But the Congress won an election too. The House of Representatives, they were voted by the same people. So they won too. And it's a balance of powers. Mm-hmm. The balance of powers there. So you have to respect both of those. We're seeing things right now where Congress is wanting to stop the appointment of the Secretary of Defense. Well, that's not a negative thing because you sent them there. They're representing your values and what, you know, and there's supposed to be tension between those two. That's the whole purpose of them. And it's equal power. So the president has equal power to the Congress and the Congress has equal power to the presidency, which is so important. Of course, you have the judiciary branch, but their job's not to make law. Their job is to interpret law, to make sure that it's constitutional. And hopefully, as we learned as well, that these executive orders, if they're not challenged by the Congress, they automatically become law in 90 days. And they would be challenged by saying this is not constitutional. So hopefully they're going to rise up with some of these unconstitutional executive orders so they would go before the other balance of power, the judiciary branch, who has equal power to Congress and equal power to the president. And they would look it over and say, does this line up with the Constitution? Is it constitutional? And if it is, then they go ahead and say, you know, let it be, let it stand. You know, let the decision stand is what they say. Or they would say, they'd pull it down and say it's unconstitutional. You can't do it. And so hopefully that will that the Congress will challenge every executive order that's not constitutional, and it needs to be. And that's not a negative thing. It needs to go and be tested before the judiciary branch to find out, does it fit the Constitution? Not the living, breathing, changing, transforming Constitution, but the original Constitution that has lasted for over 230 some odd years right there. So here is today. We are here for the citizenship test. Of course, today's test will be standing in for Pat Hamilton, will be Chris. And the one who actually gives him the answers anyway. And, of course, John. Of course, this is how it works. When you are asked a question, you'll be given a chance to be able to think about it, not Google it, not Bing it, But think about it. And as you're thinking for your final answer, you're going to hear. And when the music stops or you have the answer, it has to be your final answer. And of course, when you give your correct answer, which I'm sure all your answers are going to be correct, you're going to hear, oh. And if you get them wrong, like we saw Pat do a couple times. And that'll let everybody know that you were wrong. And of course, I'd be taking it, but, you know, I'm giving it. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things. So we are having five questions today. The first question is the 81st question of the 100 questions. But today is our first of five. It's question 81 on the U.S. citizenship test. And it's for you, John.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's the question. Who did the United States fight in World War II? Who did the United States fight in World War II? John, this is so that you will not be self-deported from the New England states. This is so that all of America can learn the importance of this question, and they themselves can actually understand who we fought in World War II. So here it is for the U.S. citizenship test. John.
Okay.
Who
okay.
did? Let me ask the question first. Was that that was Chris. Anyway, okay, here we go. Who did the United States fight in World War II?
Well, as I reflect here some of my studies. There were several countries that they were fighting against. I'm just going to select one. I'm going to give it a try here, and I'm going to say Germany.
Yes.
I don't want to show off today. I don't want to be difficult.
All right, there you go. Guys, we're going to go be kind of like a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
hey,
here we go.
Hey.
Impressive.
There is three countries that we fought. Remember in World War II, the who kicked this puppy off was in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's right, Japan.
Yeah. Who did the United States fight in World War II? It was Japan, Germany, and Italy.
Italy.
Yeah. Mussolini, right?
Mussolini.
Mussolini. Dictator. Okay, the next question is going to be for Chris. Chris, so you do not have to self-deport from the Beach Haven area.
Well, I'm standing in for Pat, so if I
he has to go. All right, that's pretty cool, right?
You like that, right?
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, we got your bags packed. You know, should have been here. You know, just enjoy Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan. Here's the question. Question from the U.S. citizenship test for today for you, Chris. Question two. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? Here's the question again. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? Chris, question two for today is to you from the U.S. citizenship test. Here's the question. The question is, before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in?
That's a good one. Yeah, can we play that again? I'm going to have to say World War One.
Well, seeing that he was our president in recent history, mm-hmm. and the question was, before he was president, Eisenhower was a general. What war was he in? And of course, that's World War II. Yes, World War II. Oh my goodness.
Sorry, yes. Pat.
Right. I think you may have to go with him.
Yeah, right. Okay, question number next, John, for the U.S. citizenship test. During the Cold War, not the Warm War, but the Cold War, what was the main concerns of the United States? During the Cold War, what was the main concerns of the United States? John, so you're not, so you don't have to self-deport to Afghanistan. Mm. Here's the question on the U.S. citizenship test. I see that your bags are packed. You got your robes.
The robes.
You wear a robe down there. You can't wear pants unless there's anything. Anyway, here's the question. Question on the U.S. citizenship test. During the Cold War, not the Warm War, because I added that. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States of America?
Let's see here. I was just a young tad during that, young lad during that time.
No, it was Tad. I'm gonna say.
Let's say. Was it the spreading of nuclear weapons?
No. Here's the question. Question is during the Cold War. Well, you know, I didn't write the test. You know, we're all finding out while we're doing this. We're not doing this so that we spread our ignorance everywhere. We're doing this so we can see we don't know these things and we need to remember, we need to learn these things. Or we may have known them and forgot them. And we want to remember them now because we need to boot as a nation. We need to go back to the original tent. And so the question was, question 83 on the citizenship test, third one for today. During the Cold War, what was the main concern of the United States? And the answer is communism. Isn't that amazing? Because today, so many Americans are embracing Marxism and communism and all these different things. It's like, that's the very reason why we had the Cold War. Mm. We didn't want that form of economy. Big government. That's what communism is. Communism is big government. Government's in control. And now we have people that are saying that we're part of the Communist Party, and it's like, that's what the whole Cold War was about.
Wow.
And it's part of the U.S. citizenship test. Amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Chris, the next question, the second to the last question for today. What movement tried to end racial discrimination? What movement tried to end racial discrimination? Thank you. Chris, so that Pat does not have to be self-deported to Kyrgyzstan from the U.S. citizenship today, what movement tried to end racial discrimination?
Pass.
It was in the 60s.
I've drawn a blank.
Oh, that's what Alana does when they're helping out with school.
I can't help you.
It's the civil rights movement. It's the civil rights movement. Remember?
I knew that.
Yes. So the civil rights. So what movement tried to end racial discrimination? It was a civil rights movement. You know, of course, led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and many, many folks who stood up and marched on behalf of the civil rights in America. Last and final question from the U.S. citizenship test, so that you do not have to go to Afghanistan, John, is what did Martin Luther King Jr. do? What did Martin Luther King Jr. do? All right, John, here it is, the last question for today. From the U.S. citizenship test, what did Martin Luther King Jr. do?
He fought for civil rights.
Yes. I love that's part of the citizenship test, don't you? I was like, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful, isn't it? It's like, you got to understand us to become an American, and Americans, we need to go back and revisit who we are and our original intent. It's so, so very important. That was five questions from the U.S. citizenship test to make sure that Pat does not get deported to Kyrgyzstan. We'll be right back at this break. Well, I am so excited as we move on all that stuff that we are back to the citizenship test for the United States of America. Yes. The original tent. We are trying to get back to the original tent, and we're finding out we're pretty far away from the original. You know, this meteor is traveling at 17,000 miles away from the Earth. I think most Americans are traveling 17,000 miles away from the Constitution.
Yeah, right.
We got to get closer. We have a direct hit, you know. And so here we are. Our next five questions, we're moving through the 100-question citizenship test that all people who want to become an American citizen have to take this test and pass it. Obviously, we were able to experience some significant deficits of knowledge yesterday.
Yes, like, we're here to redeem that moment.
Oh, whoa!
Civil rights.
No comment.
Right.
Martin.
We're trying to get Pat's bags unpacked so he doesn't have to self-deport here.
I love you, man.
Yeah, it was amazing. Totally amazing. Of course, how it works, I'll ask five questions. You'll have to give your final answer as you're thinking you'll be able to listen to. It gives you all the time to be able to think. And when the music's done, you got to be able to give your final answer. And if you get the answer right, we celebrate that all together. Yes, exactly. And if you get it wrong, like what happened yesterday with Chris, you're going to hear... It's over. Right.
I guess I won't bring up all the questions that you got on.
Oh, snap.
He does speak.
It's like, boom, boom. Got a shortage going on here.
I think my percentages are higher than yours.
Okay. Okay, now. Love keeps no records of wrongs, right? I think overall we should be all self-exported and export ourselves from this.
We've all failed.
Export.
Like, deport.
Deport. There we go. Like export. Isn't that like a product or something?
10,000 feet.
10,000 feet. 10,000 miles, right? That was good. That was good.
That's a winner.
Pat, you're first.
We'll file that. We'll file that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is an easy one, though. John. No, here it is. The first question for today from the U.S. citizenship test goes to Pat. Pat, question numero uno, getting you ready for self-deporting to Mexico. What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001 in the United States? What major event happened on September the 11th, 2001 in the United States? Okay, here it is. You sure you got this? No, we don't know. Okay, this is it. What? Mm-hmm. What major event? This is a question from the U.S. citizenship test that you have to pass this test to be a citizen. But if you're born here, you don't even have to know it exists. Exactly. We need to change that because we're about to lose our nation. This is the question. What major event happened on September the 11th of 2001 in the United States?
Let me see. Our Twin Towers were attacked in New York City by terrorists.
Yay! Whoa. That's exactly right. We had a terrorist attack in the United States on the Pentagon and the
Twin Towers.
Twin Towers in the heart of the financial district of New York City. That's exactly right. And that's how significant it is. It's part of our foundational questions that we ask those that come so they can understand how we define what took place right there. John. Question numero uno dos, number two, from the U.S. citizenship test. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Here's a question. Question number two for today out of our five from the U.S. citizenship test. John, name one American Indian tribe in the United States.
One, huh? I'm going to go with, how about Seminole?
He was sweating that one.
I will tell you how I...
You got Cherokee, Navajo, Suez, right?
Sioux,
Chippewa, Chata, Apache, Creek, Blackfeet, what? Seminole. Lots of them.
Comanche.
Lots.
Crow. Yeah, no, not Manchi.
Comanche.
Oh, Comanche. Yeah, that was the first one right there.
Was it?
So yeah, but think about it. That's so cool. All these different tribes that are in America. It's pretty cool. It's First Nation people. That's when we talk about. That's what we're talking about. Who was here before the white man arrived and began to explore. They call founded America.
Mm-hmm.
The land was here before.
It was already here.
Yeah, right. But the United States of America began to form, and that was found. John, Pat's about to have another question. Here it is. Question number three, Pat, from the U.S. citizenship test. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. Name one of the two largest rivers in the United States. All right, you ready? This is going to be your final answer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Question number three for today from the U.S. citizenship test to find out the original intent of this nation is name one of the two largest rivers in the United States.
Okay, just one. All right, well,
just one.
How about the Mississippi River?
Yay! John, for the steal, what's the other one?
I don't want to show off, but I want Pat to spell it.
You're right.
C-O-L-O-R-A-D-A. The second one?
Oh, no, right.
No. I want you to spell
it. I was like, is that how you spell Mississippi? I'm like.
We all changed the subject.
Some
I's, said
and there's some I's, one. Some S's, and some P's in there. Like C-O-L-O-R-A. I'm like, what?
Okay. Come on the second one.
Yeah, 10,000 feet. The, It's the Missouri River.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the Missouri. It's the Missouri River. Spell that C-O-L-L-D-O.
How about that? Well, I got the first answer right.
Yeah, you did. You did. You really did.
That
really
second
did.
Answer that keeps getting you.
Right, right. Yeah, it's, you know, it's that second prophetic word like Peter gave. The first one, he says, "Thou art the Son of God." The second was, "Don't go to Jerusalem." The first one was Mississippi, and the second was Colorado. Okay, here we go. Question number next, like the second to the last. I'm looking right at it.
No, him.
Oh, him. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, he asked. He had the chance to. He didn't name it. He didn't want to steal your thunder.
Because he didn't know.
He didn't know. John, question number next for the U.S. citizenship test. What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States? All right, final answer. Did you go look or
did you
something?
Google
did
that?
You go over there or something?
No,
is it forever?
No.
It's the big body of water on the left side. On the left side. What ocean from the U.S. citizenship this test?
No, we want to hear it.
What the U.S. citizenship test? What ocean is on the west coast of the United States?
I'm going to go with, for 5,000, Alex, what is Pacific?
Yeah. Amazing. It took you so long. I think you went out and just looked to see if you could find a name on it or something. They need a sign on this thing. What is that? That's the Pacific. It's the Pacific. The final question for today is going to Pat Hamilton, the one who spelled Mississippi C-O-L-A-R-D-O.
Yeah,
right. All
right. I was just like locking up. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm trying to, isn't there some I's and P's?
We are live. We are live right now.
We're live. We're like, cut. Listen. The last question is going to Pat for the U.S. citizenship test. If you don't get this right, as a person wanting to be a citizen of America, you can't be a citizen.
No.
If you're born here, obviously, it doesn't really matter for a while. But I think, I'm really thinking, and this is why we're doing this, that it's going to matter so much in the future. If we don't find out what the original 10 is for our nation, we're going to lose our nation. And here's the question. The last question for today is going to Pat. Pat. From the U.S. citizenship test, what ocean is on the east coast of the United States of America? What ocean is on the east coast of the United States? You just asked, is it the Pacific, did you say?
No.
What ocean, Pat, from the last question from the U.S. citizenship today, so you do not have to self-deport from Kyrgyzstan or to Kyrgyzstan, is what ocean is on the east coast of the United States?
And it's not eastern.
Yeah, right.
It's not. You sure? That would be the Atlantic Ocean.
Yay!
Whoa!
I want to encourage you that if you have not yet gone back, go to the VFN Torch and type in U.S. citizenship test and be able to listen to these. It's kind of funny, but we're really wanting to get these down inside of us so we truly can be connected with the people who are becoming citizens, that we actually know what we're actually doing in the United States. We'll be right back. Fine Fellowship Network University. Well, you know, it's been some time. We only have 100 questions on the U.S. citizenship test, and it is time for the next five questions on the U.S. citizenship test. We only have 10 questions left.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Only 10 questions left. And, of course, we have been deeply humiliated, realizing that maybe we have been critical of others coming to our country who actually could pass the test, that know about our country. Mm-hmm. And we are learning we also learned about the brain, too, in this whole journey, that you know, once you're a certain age, you've learned everything you can learn, right, unless you get rid of some stuff. And we just happened to get rid of the Constitution in our brain.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in our history, it's like, oh my goodness. And
there's a lot of politicians that have lost it too.
Yeah, really. We got to relearn things again. And so we're on question 91 of 100 questions. This is very exciting. We're coming to the end. Of course, I'm going to ask you the question and give you a chance to think. And when you're thinking, you're going to hear this. That's exactly right. You take all the time you want until the music stops. And then you got to give an answer. And with that, it'll be your final answer. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you get it right, of course, everybody's going to applaud you. But if you get it wrong... So here it is.
Mm.
Question number one on the U.S. Citizenship Test. The test today.
Come on, say it with us. Citizenship.
Citizenship test. You know, speaking of that, this GPS systems, you know, and all that kind of stuff, it does tongue tire. We're like Sally sells seashells by the seashore. It was like some sort of towns and stuff we're driving through, and it was like, that was beautiful. It just literally dictated perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, dang, that was good. I couldn't do that. Anyway, back on the record here. Question number one for the U.S. citizenship test today is going to Pat. Here's the question. Question one is, of course, this is close. You got to really catch this up. You may have to self-deport.
Uh-oh.
Hmm.
You may have to self-deport to, what's it, Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan.
Siberia.
Name one.
That's easy.
He's already thinking like one. Name one U.S. territory. Today's question, name one U.S. territory. Awesome. Here we go. Today's question is for, first one's for Pat, 1 out of 5, is name one territory, name one U.S. territory. All right, Pat.
All right. How about Puerto Rico?
Hey, bravissimo. Bravissimo. Just out of curiosity, John, just out of curiosity, because this is not going to you're not going to have to self-deport because this question has already been dealt with. Name one more. And there's several U.S. territories.
I'm going to go, Alex, for 5,000 with Guam.
Hey!
Yeah. Impressive.
Back to you, Pat.
You should have seen that. Yeah,
there's,
that right?
There's a whole bunch more.
I'm out of space.
You're out of space.
There's nothing left. I'm maxed out.
Wow.
Well, I was wondering if you got John's one territory they knew about. But you know, Guam. But
he thought I was one dimensional. See,
Guam. That's a huge dimension.
That's huge.
Well,
huge.
It's Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Well, let me read the question again. So those that are listening, name one U.S. territory, and these are U.S. territories you could have picked from: Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Northern Mariana. I knew that was a territory islands and Guam. Question number next. Going to you, John, on the U.S. citizenship. U.S.
citizenship.
Citizen. It's almost like getting a meal.
What?
It's almost like getting a meal. A meal.
What? A mill?
A mill. Instead of a meal, he says a mill.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Wow.
It's a tournament.
That's a more than thing, I guess.
That was like definitely a rabbit trail. Okay, we're back to the test. Question number next. John, question number next on the U.S. citizenship test for you is, name one state that borders Canada. Name one state that borders Canada. All right, John. Question you from the U.S. citizenship test, so you don't have to go to Kyrgyzstan or Siberia. Name one. It doesn't look like the GOP is going to get it anyway. So don't anybody's worried about self-deport with that GOP stuff. Like, they're like, oh my goodness. Anyway, listen. Name one state that borders Canada.
Well, I'm going to go with the state of New York.
Hey, oh my goodness. That's so good. That's very good. Very good. Pat.
I actually went to Canada.
Yes.
Name a state that borders Canada.
How about Washington?
Hey, oh my goodness. That's very good. John. Name a state that borders Canada.
I'm going to say. Oregon.
Okay, so we'll see how far we go. That's it.
How about Maine?
All right. He jumped in there. Now for the territories, you got, it was silent.
Oh, now he's spitting them out now. All right. He's educated.
Okay, go ahead. Pat, we'll just go back to you again.
I just gave you one.
You want another one? John, you want to shoot for another one? Let me name it for you. Here is all the states that border Canada. Because the question is on the U.S. citizenship test. To be a citizen of America, you've got to take this test and pass it. Name one state that borders Canada. Well, this is some of the ones you could have named. Maine. New Hampshire. You don't think of that, do you? But really, it's New Hampshire. Vermont. New York. Pennsylvania. Ohio. Michigan. Minnesota. North Dakota. Montana. Idaho. Washington. And, of course, Alaska.
How about that?
I didn't realize. I didn't realize.
I didn't realize that many.
I didn't realize they were touching us. They're touching us up there. Anyway. Here we go.
Good thing they're friendly.
What's that?
Good thing they're friendly.
Yes, very friendly. Pat, question number next. On the U.S. citizenship test is name one state that borders. He's like, is there other borders? Name one state that borders Mexico. All right, Pat. The question for you on the U.S. citizenship test is, name one state that borders Mexico.
How about Texas?
Hey! John, name one state that other than Texas. Arizona! Oh, my goodness! Yes! Good! Good. Pat. Name one state, other than the two that have been named, that borders Mexico.
California.
Hey, oh my goodness.
Wow.
John, name the last state that borders Mexico.
Nevada. No?
There aren't any more. I was just seeing.
But
well, John, question number next from the U.S. citizenship test is question 94 on the test. As a matter of fact, what is the capital of the United States? John, the question for you is from the U.S. citizenship test is, what is the capital of the United States?
I'm going to go with Washington, D.C.
Hey, oh my goodness. I was really concerned about that one. I didn't know if you were going to get that. And of course, some people say, oh, that's easy. But yeah, you understand, if you're coming from another country and you're taking this test, you don't know that yet. So you're going to need to know where the capital is. Not that it's really significant or does anything important, you know, right. But you need to really know where it's at, you know, just in case you want to go see some statues and stuff. Pat, question number next from the U.S. citizenship test is, where is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty?
Get it right, Pat. Get it right.
All of our New York listeners are going like, great.
Oh, no.
Pat, where
is... What'd you just say?
Where is the Statue of Liberty?
That would be in New York. What are you talking about?
It's Ellis Island.
Incorrect.
It's in the state, isn't it?
It's in Ellis Island.
Come
it's
on.
In New Jersey.
That's right. Get it really out. Is, isn't it? It is in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I thought about Manhattan. I thought that was in New York.
Well, it is. It's, it is in New York, but.
No.
It's, well, it's I'm mistaken.
It's in the water.
It's
no.
off the Jersey side.
Yeah. But the test says, the answer to the question, you want to know what that is?
Well, that's
no, what is the Statue of Liberty? Where is the Statue of Liberty? It's in the New York Harbor. The New York Harbor.
Well, I have it right.
Or Liberty Island. Yeah, it was cool. I mean, you can see it from New York. You can see it from New York. But it is. It's actually on Ellis Island out there. Oh, not Ellis Island. It's Ellis Island.
Yes, yeah, Liberty Ellis Island.
It is Ellis? Yeah. Okay. Question number last, that John.
That was last one.
Was the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. We have completed the test. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, it is time for the finals. This is the final days of the U.S. citizenship test. That wow. U.S. citizenship.
Barry? Is this yeah. it?
This is it. This well, I, this is it for this.
I was
this.
Enjoying beating Pat.
We will be this, moving. So. Oh, you're right. Well, we tallied this score up. Score you up. We got the score you up. We score.
Sally sells seashells under the seashore, I think.
Actually, do you know that a GPS can actually pronounce things better than us? It was amazing. There was something just like that. And I thought, my goodness, did you hear that thing pronounce that thing? Oh, we won't go into the GPS story. So there's 100 question tests you have to take if you want to be a U.S. citizen. It's called the U.S. citizenship test. And we've been taking it ourselves. Well, actually, I've been giving it. They've been taking
it. Yeah,
let's
right.
that statement. Let's make
you know, but somebody's got to actually give it.
Yeah, when you laugh at our fumbling around.
Y'all were laughing at each other. Exactly. I mean, we got the footage of this. I mean, man, he's like, great. He got an easy one, you know?
So yeah, every time, I think you set us up.
Yeah. No, you know, you were at the, no, you said he got the easy ones, right?
Always.
I got some, we got some different, the last five's got to be tough. Real tough. And then, of course, based on your scores, you need to go ahead and begin to go to Kyrgyzstan. You're going to be heading to Kyrgyzstan, or you can choose Afghanistan, the mountain range.
As long as you don't, as long as we don't go to Iran.
Pakistan, huh?
Yeah, right.
As long as we don't go to Iran.
Oh, my goodness. So but this is how it works. This is how it works. I'm going to ask the question. When I ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test.
Open your eyes.
They are open. Diggy, 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 diggy,
diggy, diggy.
This is a good one. I mean, this is a citizenship. This is a citizenship tournament test.
This is
tournament.
Oh my goodness! We're just talking about Pat's lisp. That's what it is. We're just gonna listen. I'm gonna ask the question from the U.S. citizenship test. My eyes open. And you're going to get a chance to think about it. And I want you to think about it. While you're thinking, of course, you're going to be able to... Yes, exactly. When you hear that music, that means that's when you're praying. Dear Lord, give me an answer.
Help me, Jesus.
Right. And when I ask your answer, it's going to have to be your final answer. And you will give me your shot at this.
And, works so far.
And of course, if you get it right... Exactly. We'll all applaud. It'll be great. Because if you get it wrong... And if you take too long, okay, the first question from the last session of the U.S. citizenship test goes to John. John.
Yes.
Question number next, which is actually 95 on the test. Where is John?
Where are you?
That was the wrong one.
where am I?
Like, I remember that one.
I think we're on 96.
I got that wrong. Here it is. Question number now. Okay, John. Why does the flag, United States flag have 13 stripes? Why does the flag have 13 stripes? Excellent. That's very good. Okay, here's the question. This is the question.
Don't miss this.
So you do not have to self-deport to Kyrgyzstan. Is what does... The question is, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 13 stripes?
Well, Alex, I'm going to go...
Oh, Lord. That's a gloating statement.
I'm going to go with an answer. I'm going to say...
Didn't you listen to yesterday's segment?
To honor the 13 original colonies.
Yay! I was thinking you weren't going to get it. Like, oh my goodness.
Well, he's going to drag us up. Yeah.
For some reason, he was rubbing on the keyboard trying to do it. I bet he came up with the answer.
Where is your
Did you Google that? Did you Google that?
He was Googling it. Pat.
Uh-oh.
Question number next.
This is going to be a good one.
The U.S. citizenship test is, why does the flag have 50 stars? Why does the flag have 50 stars? Pat.
I need more time.
Oh, my goodness. Give him more time.
You have to remember now, you know, this is the, I mean, we have great confidence in some of these answers now, but we weren't that confident. but you understand is that, I mean, for example, you know, what does the stripe mean on Greece's flag? Well, we're not going to know these different things necessarily. So people that are coming to become a citizen, they don't have a clue yet what these mean. It's like, it's a starry flag. It's a starry flag.
All right.
And so this is the question. Need to know what it is. Now, we're letting people burn it and all this stuff, but we're actually asking them a question. I'm sure people that are U.S. citizens, they're, you know, coming in, they're going like, why are you burning your own flag? This is the question on the U.S. citizenship test.
Citizen.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the last group of questions, right?
We got to get another tongue twister for him, though.
So, why does the flag, the United States flag, have 50 stars on it, Pat?
Because there are 50 states.
All right, Hotshot, why don't you name the territories then? What are some of the territories?
We did this one already, dude.
Do you have a memory? You should know these by now then, right?
Well, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, now you want me to tell you.
John.
Yes,
question number next. What does, from the U.S. citizenship test, what is the name? What is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem? John, from the U.S. John, from the test that we're taking.
Just say U.S. I'm stumped here.
Oh, come on.
The question is this. What is the name of the what is the name of the national anthem? What is the name of the national anthem for America?
They just say we're singing the national anthem. They didn't ever say the name of the song. They just call it the national anthem.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm just going to throw a guess. Is it the Star-Bangled Banner? The Star... I have no idea.
What'd you say?
Star Bangle Banner.
What'd you say? Star Bangle, I don't know.
Bangles, that's a football team.
That's a tiger.
That's a tiger? I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
It is.
Kyrgyzstan, here we come. Back here.
Kyrgyzstan, it's like the language is like
I missed this one. I have no idea. I'm a loss. Pat,
all the children that are listening, obviously Pat knows it. He's like,
he obviously knows it.
I'm not going there.
I defer
from
the gentleman.
If he asks, I'll tell him.
He already did go there already. No, what? Not going to go there. Like, your foot's on me. Okay. What is the question? Is this, what is the name of the national anthem? And it's the Star Spangled Banner. Remember, if you need to know more about this, go to the VFN Torch. VFNTV.com. There's an entire segment on how it came about. Remember when they had them all, they were surrounded
with the rockets and red, they were in the
rockets,
boat.
Rockets, red,
now I remember.
The bombs
and the flag was still there.
And the men were holding and pushing up, and then they would fall, and then the other men would kind of stand on their bodies and they would hold it up. And they said, is the flag still there? Is the flag still there?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, and it's like, that's the kind of heart it's going to take, you know, for us to stand today. You know, for our country. And this is what you got to pass to be a U.S. citizenship. Okay, Pat, question number next. And this is the second to the last question for the U.S. citizenship test is, when do we celebrate Independence Day? When do we celebrate Independence Day? Pat, the second to the last question from the U.S. citizenship test is, when do we celebrate Independence Day?
That would be July the 4th.
Yay!
Wow.
That's actually Star Spangled Banner Day.
Star Spangled Tiger Day.
But you think about it. We have a day that we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, which has, what, 17 or 27 reasons why we actually separated?
27
reasons written in it. And we actually shoot fireworks off and all that because we're celebrating the day we got our independence from tyrannical rule.
That's right.
You know, and here it's coming up. The 4th of July is coming up really soon. And so hopefully we're learning more. We can really celebrate it. Here's the last question from... And the answer was, of course, July the 4th. The last question from the U.S. citizenship test, so that you will not have to get deported to Kyrgyzstan, is, John, name the thread that was used by Martha Washington when she sewed the 13th star on the left side.
John.
Name the thread used by Martha. Okay, here it is. I got it.
You ready?
Yeah, you have to make it interesting. I was like,
yeah.
Because these are like, we're kind of, these are for us.
This is it.
But we don't know anything about the grease flag.
No.
But it's greasy.
Or Cyprus.
The greasy flag. Okay, here it is. Question number, John, next. Here, last. Here it is. Name two national.
Okay.
That's Russian. Name two national U.S. holidays. John's going to know these. Name two national U.S. holidays. John, the last question on the U.S. citizenship test. The last question, I said.
Hey.
Hopefully, our audience won't go back and tally our score because we may have to leave the country. We found out that our frontal lobe, you know, you have to actually forget some things to learn some new things.
Mm-hmm.
We have some new things in there, but there's some things we need to bring back. That's why we're doing this, so we can remember what our country's about, the founding reason, the original ten of our country. And it's amazing. It looks like people who just became a citizen the right way in our country know more about our country than those that have been here forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And that's just like, you know, Lord forgive us for not knowing the roots of what we came from and what's going on. John, last question. Here it is.
Yes.
So you don't have to go to Kyrgyzstan. Name two national U.S. holidays.
I'm going to go with President's Day and Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
My goodness, that was amazing. There, you did really good. Here they are. Here's the national holidays. You have the Firecracker Day. You have the Popsicle Day. You have the Taco Day. You have the Hot Sauce Day. Here it is. Got it? Here it is.
We're ready.
You got to know this. This is important. All the holidays you get. New Year's Day is one national holiday. Martin Luther King Day, Jr. Day, which is January the
17th.
20th.
Okay. It's birthday.
Is it? Could be wrong. January. you have President's Day. You have Memorial Day. You have Independence Day. You have Labor Day. You have Columbus Day. Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, a national holiday. Let's think about that. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A national holiday. I mean, there it is. The last question in our citizenship test just resounds that this is a Judeo-Christian nation.
Mm.
And we even recognize the birth of Christ. It's been a national holiday. I think about that.
That's awesome.
And so we've learned so much. Have we learned so much about being able to? And if you haven't yet, you go back. You can go back and go to the VFN Torch or go to any segment on the VFN TV app and listen to the whole. It'll be all there together. Question 1 through 100, and it may be really great to play for your kids as well. So they'll have a lot of fun, you know, listening to it. We're just having a lot of fun, but we're trying to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're having kind of mixing, you know, infotainment, you know. Understanding what's happening, learning some things, looking at the original intent. And we were shocked. I mean, we were shocked at what we need to relearn again. But, you know, we can relearn it. We can relearn it. And we're going to be looking in the future. Now we've conquered this test. We are going to be going into the Constitution. So I'm so excited about it because that's our foundation.
Yeah.
For how things, that's what we're made up of. When people start talking about changing your constitution, they're talking about changing the DNA of your nation. And that's important. That's the conversation of today. It's like, do we want to change the constitution or not? It's like saying, do you want arms coming out your shoulders or you want feet coming out your shoulders? I mean, we got to pay attention. We don't want things to change. So make sure you catch that on VFN Radio in the future. We enjoyed. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.